Signe Mayfield, you are the curator of the exhibition, Prototyping the Future. Can you tell me a little bit about how this exhibition came into being?
Well, I think that you can't live in this community without having this grand curiosity about IDEO. You can follow, you can pass their windows and see bikes up in the air. You can hear about these great inventions like the kidney carrier and the defibrillator. I mean, they have some amazing kinds of things that they have that are so wide range. Aerobi footballs, I mean, to me, that's a really huge gamut. And here at the Art Center, we've created a lot of exhibitions that investigate the process of creativity. So I thought it would be really fascinating to see how we could bring together material from IDEO. There was one quote that we put forth for an exhibition of Robert Arneson's maquettes by Guy Davenport, which said that since Darwin's discoveries, the great question of our time is, how did it come to be? And I think this evolution of thought and creativity is fascinating, and fascinating for the public, and also one in terms of the IDEO exhibition, where maybe there are lessons that they can apply to their own lives. And not only that, they can think about, you know, what kind of design do I let into my life? So there are just a lot of different extraneous reasons to present this exhibition. I mean, IDEO is, you know, the leader in human-centered design. But, you know, beyond that, there are just many reasons. And I find, among other things, the conceptual explorations that the company has done to be really riveting, fascinating, and much more interesting than a lot of conceptual art.
Well, one of the things I think the exhibition does really well is really show in various ways the process that IDEO goes through to create their designs.
Well, that means that we've met part of our goal, if you think that. So I'm really happy about that. And the fact that, you know, people can bring their families and kind of experience this exhibition and then work in the Inventa Corner with materials and hands-on activity. That's another extension of the exhibition. It's also really fascinating that there are some other programs out there to come. Barry Cates, who wrote the guest essay for the publication, is going to be speaking about the history of innovation and design. And he is writing a book on design in the San Francisco Bay Area. So he's well positioned to kind of consider that material. And then Bob Adams from IDEO is going to talk about sustainability and design. These are really, really great offerings for the public.
Just in closing, what were the biggest challenges in putting this exhibition together? I'm sure there were many.
Time, I think a really huge one was the fact that there's a difference in terms of language that you use in the art and language that you use in industry. And when, for example, when IDEO said, oh, we have a rendering for that. I mean, to me, that means a work on paper, but in fact, it was a computer rendering and it was still in the computer. Or the fact that a lot of their prototypes are videos. We really did not have the equipment. And so, oh, I can't even begin to tell you how thankful I am to Hewlett-Packard that provided technological products, enable us to present basically 8 programs in video. You know, I mean, I think that they are a company that's gone into areas of digital music and other things that maybe people will get an inkling from, because there's this incredible thing called the Masher, the DJ Jammer. And I don't frequent clubs, I'm not of that generation, but you know, there's this immediate sense of kind of glamour that you see in this machine. It's so incredible. It's so beautiful. And, you know, that's sort of a whole different sphere. I mean, there's a lot in this exhibition to investigate.
Yeah, well, I like the way it plays with the intersection of art and design, or art and technology.
Right.
And they talked about that in their talk, how sometimes you're an artist or a technologist, or if you're not sure, then you're a designer.
Right, and I think more and more in this world, we really do need to convene all those areas in a way that we don't do now. We tend to segment things. And, you know, I mean, if you look at any contemporary art history, you'll see the blurring of boundaries, and certainly the boundaries between art and technology and science have definitely blurred within the contemporary art arena.
Well, congratulations on a really fabulous exhibition. It must have been a lot of fun to put together.
And
you're probably glad it's finally up.
I am so glad it's up. I can't say. But I'm hoping everybody will come to see it. It's really thrilling.
And how long will it be up?
It will be up till September 10th.
Great. Well, thank you, Signa Mayfield, for being on the podcast.
Yeah.